Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Introducing Writers. My name is Kim Smith and I am the hostess of this show. And tonight our guest is Stephen Zimmer. He's the author of The Exodus Gate and Crown of Vengeance and his latest book, The Storm Guardians. And I am so happy to have you on the show with me tonight, Stephen. It is just a pleasure.
Well, I am so glad to be back. It's been a little while since I've been on the show, but it's definitely great to return.
And we were just talking off the air about how busy you've been. My goodness, you've just been everywhere. Kind of give us a rundown of where people have been able to find you lately.
Well, just the last few weeks alone, it has been pretty crazy. I mean, I've been everywhere, you know, conventions and bookstore signings and, Columbus, Memphis, Nashville, Des Moines, Chicago, Huntington, Louisville, Cincinnati. And, you know, it's been a lot of road miles being logged. But, you know, it's definitely worth it because I feel that, you know, I want to get out there and I want to meet people face to face.
Well, you are teaching me so much about marketing. I just can't tell you. I'm just taking a leaf from your book. You know, I'm not only trying to promote my books, but now I'm trying to build my business. And I recognize the fact that no matter what endeavor you are trying to achieve, be it business or be it books or be it anything else, independent films, whatever it might be, you have to get your face before the public.
Oh, I think so. I think it's, you know, and especially if you're working on a small press or independent film type level, I mean, because you're not going to have the benefit of the massive PR campaign or anything like that. You know, pretty much it's you. And if you're not going to do it for yourself, then nobody else is going to. So, you know, you got to get out there.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you're so right. And no truer words were ever spoken besides exposure, exposure, exposure.
Well, I know I did my part to expose a certain book by a certain author named Kim Smith when I took the book all the way to Memphis to get it signed.
No.
But unfortunately, I'm still on my quest to get my book of yours signed. So,
Wait, you know, I apologize so much for that. My car was in the stupid shop.
Oh.
I have had nothing but car trouble for the last 2 months. My daughter's car is out of commission now. The power steering unit has gone out on it. And so she's going to be without her car for a few days because we're going to have to put her car in the shop. Before mine, it was my husband's. And I'm just waiting for my son to call me any day to say, hey, Mom, I have car trouble.
Complete the circle
crazy.
There. Yeah.
Exactly. But they're all, you know, all of our cars are old and paid for. You know, I mean, what can I say? You drive them till the wheels fall off.
But I did get
say, I'm driving my get-out-of-debt car.
Well, I did get a great picture posing with your book in front of a Davis Kid sign inside the store. Wanted you to know I did get it documented.
You definitely need to send a copy of that to me so I can post that everywhere. What great PR. I've got a fan. I've got one. Yay.
Well, see, it proves because authors are scatterbrained, and this proves that I actually kept my head together long enough to actually remember to bring the book down there. So.
And bless your heart, you're just going, you know, back-to-back appearances and signings and stuff. And I know you probably feel like a Fruit Loop some days. You probably haven't had enough sleep or enough caffeine or anything, and you just keep on persevering. You're going to be famous. You're going to be a household name. You're going to be the next Stephen King, but a fantasy instead.
Well, my cat knows who I am inside the house I reside in, so I guess that in that sense I'm a household name. But
she hasn't given up on you since you haven't been gone long enough for her to give up on you yet. That's good.
but I am hoping that Monster Energy, since they you know get behind a lot of events and rock bands and stuff, I'm hoping that they'll sponsor authors someday. That would help. Because I drink quite a few Monster Energy drinks, and I'm hoping I get at least a sponsorship from them someday. So
there you go. Anybody out there listening that's a Monster drink fan, please remember that we said it here first.
Because authors need energy too.
Exactly. Gosh, no kidding. Okay, so now we're on tour with our second book in the series, right?
The Rising Dawn Saga, yeah, The Storm Guardians is book two, and it's just got launched the first week of this month, June, at Hypericon in Nashville, so it's brand spanking new. We just got our first review today on Bitten by Books, which is a pretty large review site, And
yeah,
and I am very happy to say we got a 5-tombstone review. So the first
Excellent.
One the first one went well. So hopefully that's a sign. but
I'm so happy for you. How fabulous is that?
That's yeah, I was happy because this is a real test. This book is because it's the second book in the series, so it's important because it shows how I'm developing a series, how book one flows into book two, how book two builds on book one. I mean, this is the real real critical one because it's showing people whether or not I can develop a series because I have book ones in two different series, but this is the first book two.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't know how you do it all. You have two series going. That's just unreal. I mean, and listen. Okay, listen. Listeners, everybody out there, heads up. This man works all the time. He never stops. And yet he's turned out 3 books now. So do not sit back on your heels and say, well, I just don't have time to write a book. I don't want to hear it. You need to pay attention to Stephen because he is out there doing it. He's a proof that it can be done.
Well, I'll tell you, just use time wisely because I'm actually calling you from the place that does the post-production, Cineline Productions. They do all the post-production special effects work and the movie stuff I work on. And we are actually having a production meeting tonight on the short film that I'll be directing in August that is taken from Blaylock's novel Ascendant. And so we're going to have our first fantasy short film, and we're actually had a production meeting tonight, and I'm calling you straight from there, which shows you, I use my time very efficiently.
Bless your heart. Well, I just appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on this show. I just feel so honored to have you here because you're amazing. I'm in awe of you. When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Oh, no. I'm not so sure. there's a lot of headaches and ups and downs, but I mean, I just do what I do, and I just keep, I figure sweat equity is the best thing to invest, so you got to get to it and work.
Well, we hooked up this year back in the spring at the Mid-South Con. You were a panelist on a lot of the panels at the con, and I was so impressed with everything you had to share. And I know, like you said, that your book launched at Hypericon. Tell us a little bit about how that was, because that's a big con.
Which one? Mid-South? Mid-South.
Nashville.
Nashville.
Well, Mid-South is too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hypericon is a well-established con, and they had a fantastic it's not a large in terms of numbers. It's pretty intimate con. It's just a few hundred attendees. But what it has, I mean, they have some phenomenal guests. They had the horror legend Ramsey Campbell was the guest of honor this year. And one panel, I was just like half – it was a surreal feeling because I sat down – because there was 2 chairs open between 2 other writers who happened to be Glenn Cook, the legendary fantasy author, Black Company series, and Ramsey Campbell. And I had to actually sit between them on a panel. And I was going, I got 2 legends to my left and right, and I'm kind of like the new guy. And it was kind of like, wow, because I was conscious of it because Glenn, he was one of my, favorite fantasy authors. And, of course, Ramsey's a, living legend. And so, it was very surreal. But they had a lot of, just great authors. And, from small press, Elizabeth Donald, Sarah Harvey, and just some fantastic people, Jason Sizemore from Apex. I mean, then people like Ramsey Campbell and Glenn Cook and just a phenomenal group of people. I mean, it's a really, really good convention, and it's not so big that you get overwhelmed. I mean, yeah, you really do get a chance to meet and talk to people because, like I said, it's only a few hundred attendees. So it's a great weekend for an author like me.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that one's going to go on my list because it's probably from Mid-South Con that I could probably swing getting days off from work to go.
it'll be good for you, yeah. In your book and everything, it would definitely be a good con for you.
I am just dying to hear more about the Storm Guardians. Now, this is the second book in the series, the Rising Dawn series, and give us kind of an overview of where the book starts and kind of the story behind it.
Well, this one, the way I write with multi-threads that, kind of like each thread is, if you haven't read my work, is headed by the character from whose point of view the thread is focused on. And these threads just kind of flow from the Exodus gate on over into the Storm Guardians. So that's kind of how it works. And but a lot of things are happening, and like toward the end of the, without getting out too much away, a very massive battle is imminent, and that battle is looming at the beginning of the Storm Guardians. It's not a battle on Earth; it's actually a battle in the afterworld. And
wow.
And so that's one thing that's looming. The other, you know, there's other things like the Anki, who are kind of like a werewolf-like shape-shifting race. You know, they've had a breakup into a couple smaller clans by the end of the Exodus Gate, and then this one, it's about, you know, what's happening with them and you know, what's coming after them. I won't give too much away in that regard, but there's some really dangerous stuff coming after them, and then tensions are building around, you know, around some of the main characters and flowing into, you know, the convergence, which is kind of that effort by that kind of shadow government group that's kind of pulling the world into kind of like a one world legal and economic order, and they're moving at high octane. And in this book, we reveal the big technology that they're going to use to basically control the world. And also, we also reveal another thing that they've been plotting for a while, but I'm not even going to give a hint to that because that would be a spoiler. And but there's some very big stuff that gets revealed in this book that apply to Dajian Underwood and Jovan Avery and all the kind of nefarious characters that are involved with the convergence. So it's this one is explodes with action, because book one, you know, of any series, you have to kind of lay the groundwork. You kind of have to, you know, show the parameters of the world, and especially have some world building and things like that. Mm-hmm. So book two, you've got that kind of done. So what you can do is just explode into the action. And so this is a very action-laden book. And that doesn't mean you can't read it if you haven't read, you know, the Exodus Gate. We did take care to make sure that there is enough backstory worked in so you can understand what's going on. And for readers of the other book, you know, the Exodus Gate, you know, they can get a little refreshed, but this one does take off and charge forward in a big way.
Yeah. And you know, it just, to listen to you just talk about it, you're just so revved up. You are so in tune with your writing right now and where you've been and where you're going with this series. I am just thrilled to death for you.
Well, thank you. Well, I love it. I mean, for me, it's play. I mean, like I said, I can spend, you know, 80 hours a week, you know, working on these things, and it does, you know, to me, it's just great. You know, it's because I love to immerse into it and the whole experience of writing these stories. So for me, it's fun. I mean, even though it is, you know, admittedly work. I mean, you do, you know, spend hours and hours and hours and hours, you know, in rewriting and, you know, and then of course when your editor hands things back with lots of red marks, you got some more work to do. But you know, it's just been, you know, it's wonderful. And working with Amanda DeBoard has been my editor with this series. I mean, she's just such a pleasure to work with, and really watches my back and makes sure I, you know, she saves me from myself in areas that I might, you know, need some correcting. So overall, it's just a process of growth. And working with Matt Perry on the artwork, I mean, God, he's just so talented. I mean, if you've seen the artwork. I mean, he's a real up-and-coming fantasy artist. And now we've done three books where he's done the cover and interior artwork. We've got almost 40 full-page illustrations that have been created for the three novels. So, I mean, we got a full body of fantasy art that's also been created as a result of these books.
I got to tell listeners, I'm telling you, when I got my copy of the Exodus Gate, I got little, like 3x5 cards of the artwork.
Yeah, the collectible card sets.
It's
phenomenal. And we have a new set for Storm Guardians. We are going to do that for every book. Because it's a fun thing. It's a way that we can expose the artwork. It's a way that we can give people that come to see us at events or conventions something that they can actually take home and keep, not just some, you know, kind of like a postcard flyer thing that you would probably throw away, but this is something you can actually collect and enjoy, and it's a building set, like the nine that have been done to the Storm Guardians number from the end of the Exodus Gate series. So, you know, if you follow the series, you can keep build a set. So it's a little bit of fun we have.
It is. It's like keepsakes for the fan base.
Yeah. And we've got a little crazy. We've got a new little T-shirt line, and, you know, they look real nice. And people, we got a lot of good feedback on those. And then we started doing a few of the illustrations as full-blown 14 by 20 posters. And in large size, these things look just sharp. I mean, they really do. And so, I mean, yeah, the artwork is usable in so many ways. I mean, it's definitely something that we do to, you know, of course it raises awareness of the series, but it's also can be enjoyed in and of itself. And Matt's just, you know, just fantastic to work with. And, you know, and I give him, you know, like I said, you know, he's got free rein as far as like interpreting the text. The only places I correct him is when, you know, it's definitely something that's markedly different from the text. Like when he did a three-headed dragon in the new book that's based on a dragon from Russian mythology, his first draft had one head, and I had to gently tell him it was a three-headed dragon. And so something like that, you know, that's, you know, obviously, you know, different from the text, you know, we got to make sure we get that right. But other than that, you know, pretty much, you know, it's his artistic interpretation, and that makes it a lot of fun just to see how close he comes to what's in my head.
I bet. And I bet he's just doing such a stellar job that you're taking off your feet when you get the first view of whatever he's been working on.
Oh, it's a blast. For me, it's like Christmas when he calls me over to look at these drafts, because it's kind of like, you know, I've had it in my head, I've been writing it as text, but actually seeing it, you know, full-blown fantasy art by a guy that's got a lot of talent, you know, it's kind of wow. It's got like a big unveiling. So
yeah, it is.
It's fun. And he's done such a good job. You notice the two covers. He's really got a good continuity in style between the cover on book one and two. I mean, they really have a thematic kind of continuity where people could look at the two books and say, oh, yeah, that's from the same series. He's done a real good job designing that.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
You can tell him from a fan that I love it. I know I'm not alone. I love the artwork. The cards, the little collector's cards are phenomenal, and they definitely are keepsakes. And my Steven Zimmer bookshelf is growing, and it has its own artwork to adorn it. So
my books are large enough that pretty much one book, you know, pretty much fills up a bookshelf, or at least some people joke with me. I know Elizabeth Donald gives me trouble for Literary Underworld, which is a great group that sells small press author, you know, works, and they have an online site and everything. But Elizabeth always jokes with me, you know, that I'm the one that gives her the burden because my books are so heavy to carry around. So, but
well,
I just
Elizabeth is a fabulous author into her own right.
Oh yeah, yeah, she is absolutely great and one of the best panelists you'll find on the circuit.
I've sat in on a couple of her panels at Mid South Con.
But she always gives me trouble about the size of my books. But what can I say? It's epic scale stuff, so I can't help it.
it's fantasy, you know. You have to write big for fantasy.
yeah, got to give you something you can immerse into, you know.
You want something that's going to be a big read that somebody's going to take with them to the beach and keep with them all through the summer.
Right. And that has actually happened. I got a letter from one, she was in college, and one young lady, and she had taken it with her to Spain, the Exodus Gate. And by the end of the month that they spent in Spain, evidently, like, the whole group of seven young women had read the Exodus Gate. So I do know it's good.
Wow.
It must be good travel literature. So
yeah,
that was one of the funnest stories I got back so far. But that one copy made the rounds of seven different young college women off in Spain. So that was kind of fun.
Well, so you're getting to be internationally known as well. How fabulous is that?
Well, one step at a time. That's all. I've never been one.
Well, you came to Memphis for a book signing. I mean, come on, how more foreign can it get? You've been seen amongst the masses who love Elvis.
That was a fun signing, though. I mean, I had some great people there. They're just near and dear to me, and you know, like the Dan and Jackie Gamber, you know, the Metalhawk Press and all. They were there, and then of course the Kerlak camp, and you know, Alan Gilbreth and Kimberly Richardson, and I mean, they just really welcomed me. And Kirk Stevens did one of the best readings of my stuff I've ever heard. I mean, that guy can do a reading times 10. I mean, if I could hire him to do an audiobook, I would. But Dan has said that he's going to be his agent, so I know Dan will, you know, probably price it out of range for me, unless, you know, maybe you could nudge Dan for me or something. But But yeah, we had it was just a lot of fun, that signing, and we actually had about almost a 45 minute, almost to an hour long Q&A and discussion and reading. I mean, we really did have a heck of a good visit down there, and then, you know, so it was all in all a great visit, and then that TV interview on the ABC affiliate, that went really well too. So yeah, Memphis was worked out really well.
Well, I'm telling you, you're just doing it. You know, you just impressed me so much because I have had to kind of take a step back from promotions on my own work because I've just been so busy with my business. And I kind of feel like a slacker now. When I talk to people like you, I'm like, Dad, burn it. I need to be out there doing that. And, you know, you just can't get it all done at the end of the day when you've got stuff going on.
Well, you're not slacking. You're just working really hard with all the other things you're involved in, so... There's no shame in that.
People don't even know, you know, that authors have other lives. They're not just authors sometimes. We, you know, I work a full-time job, and I have a small business, and I'm a writer, and I have to promote my business and promote my books and have to, you know, do stuff for my job, and I have two kids, and, you know, you have lives. And sometimes people don't remember that, you know, authors sometimes do have lives outside of their writing life, and so... But you're just doing it. I'm just so pleased for you because I just know that this is going to be so important in your overall success with your books. And, you're already becoming a household name in my book.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the dirty little secret is that even the mid-list authors that are with New York publishers still have to work day jobs. So, I mean, the author road is very hard. Most people don't realize that you have to be at the very top of the New York bestsellers list before you really are making enough money that you can totally walk away from any other thing, you know, that you're doing to try to cover the spread. And a lot of people don't realize that, but it's very different from the film and the music worlds in the sense that, you know, even a author with a big publisher, I mean, often has to still work a day job. So, I mean, it's a definitely a tough road. You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world for any of them. And because even the mid-list authors don't get a big, you know, they don't get like tour support to go out and do like book signings and stuff. I mean, you got to be one of the top of the heap before you get the good treatment.
Well, that's so true. And yet, on the other hand, anybody that aspires to write a book, don't worry about that. Just write it.
Yeah.
You know, be encouraged by the success of the writers that you enjoy because, you know, there's nothing that says that if they did it, you couldn't do it, regardless of how, you know, what the scuttlebutt about the industry is, you know, how hard it is to break in or whatever. I mean, if you have a book in you and you feel like you should write it, then by all means, please do pursue that. I believe in creative endeavor. I think that sometimes we would all be insane if we didn't have a creative outlet.
Well, you've got to, you know, go for it. And it's a good time because there's a lot of really good small presses out there. And, you know, and then, of course, the explosion with e-books and everything. There's a lot of opportunity to get work out there that, you know, that has not necessarily been there for, you know, in, say, 10 years ago. So, I mean, there's a lot of options now, and, you know, I definitely, you know, would echo you on that to definitely encourage people to go for it.
How are you doing with your publisher? Your publisher is Seventh Star Press, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amanda DeBoard, she's wonderful. She's our chief editor and currently working with two other editors. Actually, Karen Leet is working with me in the second book in Fires in Eden series. And that's so that I can keep to my dedicated release schedule because I told you I want to have one title in each series out per year. And to keep me on that schedule, Karen's going to be – she is handling, and we're having a great time working on the second book right now. And she's really – so far really liking it, so I'm encouraged. But she's another editor. And then Luis Bomer, who's just fantastic, has been working with Stephen Shrewsbury, who is the latest acquisition to Seven Star Press. And he's known more – for his horror novels, you know, like Tormentor and Hog and some others, and yeah, he's got a ton of stuff that's been published. But he is just an amazing writer and just a great guy, and I'm really looking forward to his new novel, Thrall, which is a dark edged fantasy novel, and I think people are really
going to dig it. I saw an advertisement or something. I might have been on his website. I don't remember, but I think I've seen the cover for that. It looked really spooky.
Oh, you may not have seen the cover for it yet, because Matt, the guy that does my cover art and artwork, is also doing the cover art for Steven. And so, yeah, you can expect a good cover. Don't worry about that.
Maybe it was something else, but the name, the word Thrall, just stuck in my mind when you said that. I'm like, I've seen something or heard something. I've seen something somewhere about that.
Yeah,
so
there's an
announcement. I look forward to that.
Got out quite, I mean, a lot of places did pick up the announcement about the acquisition, and we did get a fair amount of press on that. So I was really, really happy to see that, because he's, I guess I say, my comrade in arms at Seven Star Press now. So I'm getting a few more. And then an anthology, it's going to be coming out soon. That's filled with kind of supernatural, horror, kind of, you know, dark fantasy kind of stories. And Amanda DeBoard's anthology. And that's going to be a lot of fun, because there's several, many, many good writers in that one. And that's going to be announced pretty soon. But, you know, I can't go in too much detail, because she hasn't made the final, final list yet. So
is Seventh Star open for submissions?
For novels and so forth, yeah. I mean, people can send query letters for sure. And there's not a current anthology. I do know that there may be one opening up shortly, but I do not know for sure. I just advise people to keep an eye on the 7starpress.com site. And there's definitely, it's definitely going to be adding some more authors and titles over the coming couple years.
Excellent. That is so wonderful. I'm definitely going to keep my eye out. Seventh Star is going to be a rising star among publishing companies because they have such stellar authors under their umbrella.
Well, it's just not spreading too thin. That's the one thing I'm happy to kind of see, is that not trying to take on too much and trying to do each thing they do, small numbers of things well. And I think that's the best thing that a small publisher can do. Don't try to do too much, but try to, try to do everything you do, try to do it well.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Some publishing companies just explode, and they take on so many authors, and they have so many responsibilities that they're overwhelmed. And I think a lot of small presses have folded because of that very thing. So,
it can get a little top heavy, with time,
absolutely,
time and resources. Yeah. So,
dear, I hate to say it, but we're down to the last 3 minutes of our show. I have had so much fun having you on this show, and I want for you to spend the last few minutes here promoting anything and everything you've got, and whatever way you find necessary, be sure and tell us how we can find you and find the book.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that everybody should run out and buy Kim Smith's new book, because you do so much to promote other authors, and I think people should show some love and discover a great author in the process. So that's my
Thank
first
you
thing
so
I want to promote. So that's the first thing I want to promote. But if they want to find out more about me, it's pretty easy. My website is and Facebook page are easy sites to reach out to me and find out what's going on. It's just my name, StephenZimmer.com, and it's STEPHEN. Stephen with a PH, and last name is ZIMMER, and that's it, www.stephenzimmer.com. And then I can be found at facebook.com/SGG, as in George, Zimmer, and people can add me and follow there. And then, we've got sites for the risingdawnsaga.com and firesineden.com, so we have dedicated sites for the two series. And then people can also, of course, go to the publisher site at 7starpress.com. That's 7starpress.com. And that's pretty much the best ways to kind of keep track of what's happening.
Well, listen, that sounds like that's enough. That sounds like you're just staying super duper busy with keeping up with your different sites. How in the world do you post to your blog site and to your book site and to your Facebook? I mean, that just
it's my personal blog. Yeah, Stephen Zimmer. .blogspot.com. Yeah, I forgot about that one. But that's my personal blog spot. That's where I kind of track just the things going on with me. StephenZimmer.blogspot.com. But I got some grief from somebody that I didn't have a Twitter account. But you gotta make some cuts somewhere, because otherwise it will get overwhelming.
I know that's right. You are plenty busy. You don't need any help from anything else.
It's hard enough to keep up with that. But
Stephen, it has been so much fun having you on the show, and I really, really want you to come back. And, of course, we're Facebook friends, so I'm going to stay in touch with you. But do keep me abreast of how things are going.
Anytime. Anytime. It'd be an honor.
I look forward to seeing you again in a con real soon.
You got it, Kim. Thanks a lot.
Keep going, dear. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that'll do it for me tonight on another edition of Introducing Writers. Be sure and tune in tomorrow night when my guest will be Karina Fabian. Thanks so much. Good night.